Ryan, what was your message when you talked to the team at the end of practice?
You know what? It was really just from my experience of going to the Super Bowl, the time that I went, and maybe some of the things that I may have done differently. And I didn't enjoy the Super Bowl. I was so focused on the game that I enjoyed nothing off the field as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. I'm saying enjoy some of it, but not too much of it. But on the other side of that, of how much willing are you now to take what you've learned through the season, the adverse situations you've gone through, study a little more extra time doing some things. And so, you know, just challenging them to look deeper into themselves, to pull out even more of what they may need for this game.
How do you balance that in soaking up the moment and still preparing for the game?
Again, I can't tell you exactly how you do it. I'm just saying that is something to be done, that you're going to have to say no to some people, maybe even to your family members. I can't go do this, and no, I'm not going over there, and you know, committing more of your time to these next 5 days, because after these 5 days, you're going to be either very, very happy or very, very sad, and you don't want to look back and say, I wish I would have done these things differently if you come out on the latter part of that.
Brian, did you reach out to John to come by? What was your motivation?
No, I just wanted to come out, really, to be honest with you. And, yeah, just to say congratulations to guys and, you know, kind of chop it up with them a little bit. But it wasn't anything that I said, you know what, I'm going to come out and have a word with the team. No, that was all Coach Fox's idea.
Doug, how happy are you that Champ had this opportunity?
Tremendous. I mean, he's not the first guy that I've played with that played in the NFL for a long time and only get a chance to play in a Super Bowl once. Some guys I played with never have been to the playoffs. And they played, Tequillo comes to mind, Tequillo Spikes. I've never been to the playoffs, and I think Tequillo played like 15 years. And so for Champ to finally get this opportunity and go through what he went through, the ridicule after the last game, you know, last year against Baltimore, what he can't do anymore, it's time for him to move to safety. Now his foot gets hurt, he tries to come back, it continues to hurt it. You know, a weaker-minded person would have shut it down at that point. He did not. And last week, to me, he had an outstanding game that helped him win that against the Patriots.
How gratifying would it be for you to see him, you know, to see Denver win and just to look at his face?
Oh man, it's that will be a picturesque moment if that happens for them. And I don't know how he will react. I know how I'm going to react if that does happen for them, especially him. You know, tears of joy comes to mind. For him to do what he's done, the excellence that he's been on and off the football field, and the people, you guys know how great he is in the community. And for him to be that type of man and to be a leader of this football team, to have this opportunity, if they do then win it, oh, man. I mean, they're going to be it's going to be definitely a story to be written.
Coach Fox was saying you'd talked to the team earlier this year, too, or you'd been around the team earlier?
Yeah, he asked me to talk the last day of mini camps. They don't have mini camps anymore. Of training camp, yep, the last day before the season started. And came out and have a conversation with him at that point that expected them to be at this point if they handled their business. They handled their business, handled the adversity that season would bring. I didn't know there would be Coach Fox not being here. I didn't know they would lose, you know, Vaughn and Ryan in the beginning. Didn't know any of that stuff would happen, but I knew that there was going to be some ups and downs, and how they handled that was going to be key in them doing what everybody expected them to do. And then remaining the hunter. That was one of my messages to them. Remain the hunter. A lot of times when you're expected to do something, you kind of take a position of, you know what, I want to hold on to this. No, remain the hunter. Understand that I still can hunt those people that are trying to hunt me. And so that's what I think that they've done throughout the duration of this year. They remained the hunter, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
You said a weaker-minded person would have, you know, talked for whatever the word you use, or maybe quit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it in his face at times? Or did you have any conversations with him?
No, but you just kind of put yourself in his shoes. I know what I went through with my neck and trying to come back and it's just you're hurting it over and over again. It's like, you know, should I stay out? But the competitor in you is telling you to get back up, and your teammates need you. Then you go back out, you try it again, you hurt it again. So it's a dynamic there. It's a tough thing to continue to pick yourself up off the ground, knowing that you probably can hurt that thing real quick again. And so for him to continue to get up and finally have the opportunity to really not challenge it because of the talent that they put together, John, you know, that they put together on this team, on the secondary, that he did not have to come back. So now that afforded him to be able to wait to the Patriots game. And like I said earlier, I think he had an outstanding game.
What was it as a teammate that you saw in camp that you said, that's why he's special?
Well, first of all, you guys know Champ does not waste energy. You know, the way when he walks, he doesn't waste energy. When he talks, he doesn't waste energy. So it was just a pleasure for me to finally get a chance to play with him and see how he handled himself, see how he – was he a professional? So a lot of guys that have success aren't professionals. He's a professional. This film study, the things that we would talk about as far as route combinations or how do you want to attack this in this situation, those are the conversations I miss having with the guys of schematically, how are we going to take the game plan, which we love, which we're cool with, but we're going to adapt it a little bit because I see something or he sees something, and we're going to take advantage of the things that we've studied on film, and he's a professional in that way.
Brian, John Lynch is one of the finalists for the Hall of Fame. What makes him so the guy who played your position, you played, made him one of the best ones out there?
For me, when you start talking about Hall of Famers, you're talking about game changers, all right? And for whatever reason, people don't think that the safety position can be game changers. To me, John brought that to the table. If you look at the way that he came up to make the tackles that he made, he was the quarterback of the defense as far as lining people up. And he was durable enough to play at a real high level pretty much his entire career. When you look at those things, I think that he deserves a chance to be in the Hall of Fame, to be with their other immortals as far as pro football is concerned.
What does it mean to you that guys like you and Rod Smith are invited back to talk to the team and still be involved?
Well, it's a blessing, obviously. That's not the same thing on every team. Some teams get new coaches, get new regimes, and they don't allow people to come back. This is a different place. At any time during the season, I could have been coming back, and they would have welcomed me every time. And that's just the place that this is, and it's a blessing to be able to do that.
Do you have a prediction for the Super Bowl?
I'm going to hold off on it. I believe the Broncos will win, but as far as the score is concerned, I'll hold off. I've got to wait on the weather to see what that thing is going to look like.